المهمة رقم 2، تجرى مع السيد براون مقابلة في برنامج إذاعي يدعى سكول لايف. تمعنوا في أسئلة المهمة رقم 2 قبل أن تستمعوا إلى المقابلة. الآن استمعوا إلى المقابلة. ستستمعون إلى المقابلة مرتين.
You are listening to 83FM. I'm Dana Jones. Welcome to our program, School Life. Today, our guest is Mr. Brown, a teacher at one of the big classroom schools. Good morning, Mr. Brown. Please, tell us about these schools.
Hi. Our schools are for children who live far away from regular schools. These children cannot go to a regular school because they live far away. They sit at home and learn together through their computers.
Interesting. Can you explain?
Every day, the children turn on their computers at the same time and have online lessons with teachers who they can actually see and hear. I teach 22 children. Each one sits at home at their own computer.
When did these schools start?
The first one started in 1955. The schools then worked differently than they do today. In the past, the big classroom school used the radio to teach. All the children turned on their radios at home at the same time and listened to the lessons.
So in the past, the children listened to the teachers on the radio, and today they see and hear their lessons on the computer. What other differences are there?
Today, the children can talk and write to the teacher through the computer while they are learning. So if they have a question, they get the answer immediately online. In 1955, children had to wait up to a month to get an answer to a question. Once a month, a teacher came to each student's house and answered questions.
That is a big difference. Are there tests at the big classroom school?
Of course there are tests. From 1955 to this day, the children travel to the nearest regular school to take their tests. They are not allowed to take their tests at home.
So, the pupils of each big classroom school can meet each other when they take the tests. Is that the only time they meet?
No, not at all. We think it is very important for children from each big classroom school to meet. We celebrate birthdays together and we organize school trips. Don't forget that today they can also chat on the computer, so they do get to know each other.
Your school sounds really cool. Imagine getting up and just turning on your computer instead of going to school every morning. Thank you for telling us about the very special big classroom schools.
الآن أجيبوا باللغة الإنجليزية عن الأسئلة بحسب المقابلة التي استمعتم إليها.
Thank you.
استمعوا إلى المقابلة مرة أخرى. إنها فرصة جيدة لكي تراجعوا إجاباتكم.
You are listening to 83FM. I'm Dana Jones. Welcome to our program, School Life. Today, our guest is Mr. Brown, a teacher at one of the big classroom schools. Good morning, Mr. Brown. Please, tell us about these schools.
Hi. Our schools are for children who live far away from regular schools. These children cannot go to a regular school because they live far away. They sit at home and learn together through their computers.
Interesting. Can you explain?
Every day, the children turn on their computers at the same time and have online lessons with teachers who they can actually see and hear. I teach 22 children. Each one sits at home at their own computer.
When did these schools start?
The first one started in 1955. The schools then worked differently than they do today. In the past, the big classroom school used the radio to teach. All the children turned on their radios at home at the same time and listened to the lessons.
So in the past, the children listened to the teachers on the radio, and today they see and hear their lessons on the computer. What other differences are there?
Today, the children can talk and write to the teacher through the computer while they are learning. So if they have a question, they get the answer immediately online. In 1955, children had to wait up to a month to get an answer to a question. Once a month, a teacher came to each student's house and answered questions.
That is a big difference. Are there tests at the big classroom school?
Of course there are tests. From 1955 to this day, the children travel to the nearest regular school to take their tests. They are not allowed to take their tests at home.
So, the pupils of each big classroom school can meet each other when they take the tests. Is that the only time they meet?
No, not at all. We think it is very important for children from each big classroom school to meet. We celebrate birthdays together and we organize school trips. Don't forget that today they can also chat on the computer, so they do get to know each other.
Your school sounds really cool. Imagine getting up and just turning on your computer instead of going to school every morning. Thank you for telling us about the very special big classroom schools.
راجعوا إجاباتكم. أنهينا القسم الأول من الامتحان. انتقلوا إلى المهمات التالية. نتمنى لكم النجاح.